Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor to a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Deputy sheriff, police officer, state trooper, state police officer, special agent at the state police level or the Federal Bureau of Investigation or DEA, we've had them all. And I got to tell you, this is a very, very, very special recipient today. And there are a couple of reasons for that, not the least of which is that this gentleman has coordinated this award for other officers, which really does say a lot about him. He has served in a variety of jurisdictions, and he is truly just one of the finest people that I know. So let me welcome in Sergeant Miles Turner. Miles, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you here. And I should let everybody know, we're actually recording this, as we do with all of them. We record them ahead of time in case somebody gets called out or there's a court situation and they're not able to be here on the actual final Friday of the month. We're actually recording this during National Police Week. And I've got to tell you, I think that is absolutely appropriate for Miles. Miles, I am so honored that you are here, and I'm so happy that I get the opportunity to present you with the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Let's talk a little bit about your career, because I mentioned Sergeant Miles Turner, Caroline County Sheriff's Office, but you have had a rather illustrious career across a couple of different agencies, have you not?
I've done okay.
Of course. Well, Miles, let me take you back a little bit, because you talk about your law enforcement service. You start at Wintergreen, you go to the city of Richmond, you go to the state police, you spend the last two decades plus in Caroline. It's clear, just as an outsider, this is what you always wanted to do, I take it.
Oh, yeah. Most of the people that listen to your show probably don't even remember Adam 12.
See the man.
Yeah, that's right. I knew what I wanted to do. My mother says I was saying I wanted to be a policeman when I was three. I don't remember that, but I don't doubt it. I can't fix everything that's wrong with the country, the world, the state,
right,
or even my jurisdiction. But I'm going to put my efforts towards, you know, when I was working the road, doing those beat calls and actually talking to people instead of just, let me see your ID so I can do the report.
Sure.
I want to leave people with a good impression of the whole office. We saw that with L.A. back in the 90s when they were under the federal consent decree.
Mm-hmm.
And two officers got arrested. I still have the picture. The next day on the front page of the L.A. Times, they had their booking photos.
Yep.
In uniform.
Yep.
Why on earth?
Yeah.
Booking pictures in a uniform.
Yeah.
And the people reading the paper that don't know anything about this job, they don't think those two people are bad. They think everybody in that department's crooked.
Right.
And it's not accurate. I don't care what agency you go to.
No, not at all.
You know, we're recruiting from humans, and humans make mistakes.
Yeah.
I try and tell them enough when I'm training them or when we're doing recruiting to explain the bad things to expect and anticipate and be ready for. But there's also a lot of good in this job. I mean, I don't know. I try to be the perpetual optimist.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always work. But, you know, we were talking earlier about people didn't used to leave this job unless they died or retired.
Right, right, right.
You know, I had cancer in 22. And I worked probably my first 2 weeks of chemo until I could tell, because I told my captain, look, when I'm not able to do this, I'll let you know. I'm not going to get somebody hurt.
Right, know? Right.
And as soon as I started feeling any difference in my abilities, I said, yeah, you know, I got to go.
Yeah.
But one thing I told myself the last day that I worked before I started the treatment was, you know, me getting all upset about this is not going to fix anything. This is the cards I got dealt. It's time to play the hand. And I was determined I was not going to have to leave this job because of cancer. It took me about 6 months. And I was in treatment about four, but it takes you about 2 months to get all that crap out of your system. But I really do enjoy what I do. And because I enjoy what I do, I wanted to go back. And I wasn't letting this nasty crap I had running through my body be what made me retire.
Wow. Wow. Well, I can't think of a better place to say thank you. Thank you for serving. Thank you for inspiring a generation or two of law enforcement professionals coming after you. And Miles, I will tell you that as part of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, we've got a couple of gifts, and I want to share them with you. Got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, down in Chesterfield, who has organized a golf tournament for the last couple of years just to raise money for this. So Tony provides gift cards, and so you will get those. For the love of chocolate down in Carytown, I don't know.
Oh, I know exactly. You want me to I can drive you to it right now.
Well, you need to drive to it. You've got a gift card that you need to use down there, and I could tell you about it, but clearly I don't need to.
Yes, no.
No. there is a copy of Steve Neal's latest book. It's called Toxic Boss Blues. Now, you know Steve, retired captain out of Chesterfield.
I just did a challenge coin.
Did you really?
It's in the. I just got the tracking for it today.
Okay. So, well,
that's too funny.
When you deliver them, you tell him you are perusing his book, Toxic Boss Blues.
Steve's a good guy, and he's got another book coming out. That's actually what the coin is about.
Oh,
it's for his book.
You know, it's funny. You might know the person who wrote the foreword for that book.
Who? Did you? You wrote it.
I did.
Well, small world.
Yeah. See that? You've got a gift certificate. My friend Laura Sylvester loves to bake, and she's an amazing baker. She is now the official baker for Julia's birthday.
Oh,
She has a company. It's called the Pie Safe Baking Company. And so she's provided a gift certificate as well as the menu. Everything is good on it. I will tell you that. Although the Julia Katz cake, slightly biased, but it's pretty doggone good. You remember, of course, Mike Walter.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's wife, Jamie, and their children have put together a letter, and there's a challenge coin in here and some gift cards. And so that is yours.
Yeah, my wife used to work with Jamie. She's a great lady.
She is. She's like two great ladies.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot out of this. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
There is a thin blue line flag that Pastor Steve Boots makes for us. He is the lead police chaplain now for Henrico County's Police Division. And on Sundays, you'll find him out there at Mount Victory Baptist Church, because he tells me that pastors only work an hour a week on Sunday. So that seems to be a pretty good gig, and that's where he is on Sundays. Jan's son, Michael, commissioned our challenge coins, and so they only go to recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, and one of our mutual friends, Miles. I know I don't have to tell you about Emily,
but
I'm going to brag on Emily anyway, because I love Emily. Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. Her folks and her brother set her up a business a number of years ago. She had this amazing talent working with beads in school. And so they set up emilysbracelets.com, and she makes just beautiful, beautiful bracelets. She's in the middle. Again, I said I'm going to brag on Emily. She's in the middle of making, I don't know, 2,000 or something bracelets for the Ark of the United States. They're using her bracelets as one of their big gifts this year. And you will, I know it's going to be a backup for you, but you can never have too many bracelets Emily. And so
she helped us out a lot when we were working on keeping that guy that killed Mike in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. She's an amazing
woman.
Viewers
won't be able to see it, but it's ironic you bring her up, because her brother has a perfect replica of Herbie the Love Bug. Perfect. And he asked me if I would make a picture. What we did is we mocked up a traffic stop with my police car, and Emily's behind the wheel of Herbie in the picture.
I love it.
It. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed it.
She's the best.
She got out of the car and said, "Will you put cuffs on me?"
Oh, no. No, Emily. No, 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 no. That we won't do.
Great family, though.
She is. And the Morrisseys are amazing. So So those are some of the gifts. You have our thanks. And I know you've been with Caroline for 21 years, you talked about. You keep doing what you're doing. You have done an amazing job. As I said, I think it is so appropriate that during National Police Week, when we're recording this, and during May, where we look at law enforcement, hopefully a little bit closer and a little more supportive, that you are our honoree. I can't think of anybody else better than you, sir. And I thank you for being here.
Well, and I appreciate you recognizing. But one thing I would like to leave you and any of your listeners with is I'm not the unusual. This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're here for.
Yeah.
And I really do believe that. If you've done something wrong and I have to lock you up, I'm going to lock you up. Don't misunderstand. But I'm also not going to call you a worthless piece of trash on the way to jail. You know, it does no good.
Yeah.
So that's what you should be thinking about if you've never done this job. And, you know, maybe that officer that you got called, that you've had called to your residence, had something you never want to see in your life as his last call.
Yep.
You know, I'm not making excuses for bad attitudes. But everybody has a bad day. And when we have bad ones, they're pretty bad.
They are indeed.
But thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, sir. That is Sergeant Miles Turner from the Caroline County Sheriff's Office. He is our May recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.